Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Jesse Hildebrandt, who's the niece of Jody, was on Nightline recently, and she gave her accounts of what life was like while she was under the care of her aunt, Jody Hildebrandt, saying that she would lock me up in a room and make me write out my sins on paper, and that she also made her sleep outside in the snow, duct taping her, not allowed to speak to anyone. This is something that happened years ago. This is not just a recent account from the children of Ruby Frankie. This has been Jody's MO for quite some time. How does this exist, I guess, is the question, with no oversight and that people were screaming, look, Jody's doing this. This is not okay. This is what I went through. And yet she was able to practice and practice until a kid showed up on the neighbor's doorstep emaciated.
Yeah, it really, you know, we could come up with some fancy words for it, but the one that seems most apt to me is just simply crazy. The lady is crazy and abusive and inappropriate. And it makes one wonder about the licensing board in the state of Utah. Yeah, how did she get away with this stuff as long as she did? This is just, it makes no sense. And running a counseling agency of all things, you know, how horrifying.
How much do you think it was that because LDS was behind them for so long, and even when LDS stopped officially recommending Jody, there were still recommendations coming from others, simply because it was connected to a religion. I'm not trying to pick on LDS here specifically. I'm just saying anything like this, where you have a counseling service that is somewhat intermingled with a religion's by nature. For many people who haven't had a horrible experience in them, although many have, it should be a positive thing. It should be a place of safety, and it is for many. Is that how these sort of things can be overlooked? Because once an accusation goes out there against somebody within that organization that maybe didn't happen to them personally, it's maybe easier to try and get behind the organization you love and cherish and you think is great, rather than take a more introspective look at the possible cracks that are in it.
Yeah, I think having the affirmation of the Mormon faith gave her power, and it allowed her to get away with things that she never would have gotten away with in a more typical counseling agency setting. But apparently, her take on sexuality, which is very unusual, we can say, punitive, that fit with what people heard at church, and it just gave her license to get crazier and crazier over time.
Yeah, it just seemed to keep getting deeper and deeper. Kevin Frankie is an interesting character, and I, with anyone we talk about, you try and put yourself in their shoes and try and go, okay, how did you interact here? What was going on? Why did you take the actions or not take the actions that you did? It's hard, quite frankly, looking at Kevin Frankie, because I can't figure out what type of shoe he's wearing to try and identify any of it, because his actions seem very bizarre, saying that he hasn't had much contact with Ruby in a year, maybe 4 or 5 times. I find that bizarre because those are his children that are there as well. And to not have any interaction with your own kids seems weird.
It's passive. That's the thing that jumps out at me. It's like these women were running the show and dictating everything to him. And yeah, the fact that you go along with this, it's the passivity is the really strange part.
The anger that he also displayed when his daughter came to his residence, and she had permission to do so to get some of her belongings. They did have, I believe it was an officer or it was a social worker, somebody was there to help because Kevin wasn't too open to her coming in and taking items out of the home. I find that also kind of odd that your 20-year-old daughter is just trying to get her stuff, and then you're literally, he said that she burglarized the home because she also did take some key pieces, I think, that are going to be evidence here. Some of his diaries and writings about God knows what, but she seemed to know where to go to get the pieces that she may need to shine light on the parenting that she had experienced.
Yeah, and as much as he will sort of take this position now, his attorney has taken the position that he is a victim also. This is an educated professional man, you know, and I do personally, when I look at this, yes, Ruby is not right. Jody is not right. And I don't think Kevin is quite right either. There's something wrong here.
Yeah. The way that he was treating his daughter seemed rather bizarre. Then to add a little extra frosting to the cake, Kevin's attorney, Randy Kester, emphasized that Kevin and they're trying to focus on mending their relationship, Kevin and Sherry, the daughter. So it's, I don't know, it just all seems very bizarre. It's like a snow globe that's gotten shaken up, and even the parts of the snow globe have broken off.
Right.
And
right.
It's all just in utter disarray. Is it going to be difficult to really get to the bottom of what was going on here in this case, because you have so many of the players that were all working together? Or do you think we're going to see somebody flip on somebody here? We're going to see a Ruby flip on a Jody, or a Jody flip on a Ruby? Because there is also, I think, the somewhat valid question to ask is, you know, was Ruby also, you know, she seems somewhat impressionable. Was she another victim of Jody Hildebrandt? Obviously, she's an adult. She can make her own choices.
Right.
But at the same point, you know, adults can be preyed upon too. And, you know, did she somehow really get sucked into the very dark world of Jody without even realizing it?
Yeah, this case has always reminded me of the Chad Daybell, Lori Vallow case, just because when you have two people who are not well and you put them together, then you get a monster. And I think, you know, Ruby had her problems, and that was apparent in her YouTube channel and the way that she parented and related to her kids. This lady was not right, you know, and even before she met Jody, she was not right. And Jody clearly has got psychological problems. And it's just another case of two unwell people coming together, and you get this nuclear reaction of bad stuff.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.